Hi, Sue here. You may remember that I came to Christie's a few months ago now for the auction of the Turing papers, hoping to secure them for Bletchley Park. Bletchley Park's now got the Turing papers, and I'm here at Christie's again with Julian Wilson, who's the books and manuscripts specialist, to tell us all about the Turing off-prints and why they're so important.
Thanks, Sue. This collection of off-prints is really important for a number of different reasons. I think the first thing to stress is just how rare these off-prints are. There's been quite a lot of confusion surrounding these. A lot of people think they're manuscript material, and in fact they're not. They are actually printed. But they're so rare, they might as well be unique. The second thing is that their provenance is outstanding, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. And thirdly, there was one manuscript of particular importance in the collection, which was the Max and Lynn Newman's Visitors Book. And again, I'll talk about that towards the end. Let's talk about the scarcity of these items. An off-print is a very limited run of journal papers that are seen through the press before they go into journal publication. And these have been in existence ever since the 17th century. And they act in several different ways. First of all, they act as a type of proof so that the scientists can see what has been set in the press and can make arrangements to alter things if there are mistakes. But they also function as a source of communication between different scientists. So, for instance, in the 19th century, Darwin would be sending off-prints of his latest papers to different scientists in America or in Germany or in France. And in the 20th century, this has continued, though, of course, nowadays we tend to send off-prints in the form of PDFs rather than actual printed documents. But nonetheless, these things have never really changed in their rarity. Darwin will have had about 20 to 25 off-prints printed of his journal papers, and Alan Turing would have had about the same. And this leads us on to the second thing of the provenance. Because they're used as a form of communication for scientists to talk to one another, they often end up in very important hands. And in this case, the collection was assembled by Professor Max Newman, who is a very close scientific colleague and one of the true friends of Alan Turing. And of course, in connection with Bletchley Park, Max Newman was the co-inventor of the Colossus. So for Bletchley, this collection really does have everything. It has the founding theoretical paper of computers, owned by somebody who I think could and should be seen as the father of the practical application of the computer. Finally, the Max and Newman's Visitors Book. This shows that Turing was visiting the Newmans in Manchester well before he left the National Physical Laboratory to join the Manchester Computing project, and therefore I think was probably giving Max Newman some tips on the side.
Thank you very much, Julian.